Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel. We're talking cattle on feed in just a moment. Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, let's talk about one of the most important U.S. markets overseas, Japan.
Absolutely. The Beef Checkoff invests in growing demand for U.S. beef in Asia through the U.S. Meat Export Federation, or USMEF for short. For instance, in Japan, USMEF unveiled a new U.S. beef takeout menu recipe book at a business fair to capitalize on the growing consumer demand for takeout and delivery meals. The menu book focuses on value-added menu items utilizing 10 U.S. beef cuts and variety meat items. Now, this includes cuts like the chuck eye roll, rib eye roll, short plate, tongue, and large intestines. USMEF worked with two chefs to create three new recipe ideas for each of the 10 items. With limited domestic demand, promoting beef variety meats is an important way to grow the value of the carcass. In 2021, U.S. beef variety meats surpassed $1 billion in sales for the first time.
Thanks, Heather. Learn more about the USMEF by going to usmef.org. And, of course, you can learn more about what the Oklahoma Beef Council is doing at oklabeef.org. Click on Cattleman's Corner. With us today is Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel out of Oklahoma State University, and we're talking about the May Cattle on Feed report released on Friday afternoon by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Daryl, maybe first of all, why don't you give us the numbers from the May report?
Yeah, you bet, Ron. The May Cattle on Feed report showed placements in the month of April at 1% down from last year, 99% of last year. Marketings in April were 98% of last year, and that gives us a May 1 on-feed total that's 2% above last year, and it's an all-time record for May 1 feedlot inventories in the data series.
Daryl, obviously that high number for May total on feed in record territory, that continues to say that we're bringing a lot of cattle into our feedlots.
It does. You know, we've had record large inventories the last several months, you know, and you know, that we've said before that that means that we're bringing cattle, probably pulling cattle ahead. I suspect some of this, again, is drought related in some sense. So we're changing the timing. You know, if you look at it, it means that we're going to have, you know, plenty of feedlot supplies to work through here for the next several months. We're pulling cattle probably out of the last quarter of the year into the, third quarter of the year at this point. And so we're changing the timing. We still expect these numbers to come down, these placement numbers. But obviously, with the drought impacts and the incentives that are out there, we're pushing that off as long as possible before we see those placement numbers drop.
Placements, as you mentioned, well above expectations, the pre-report guesses, and I think the remark you had a moment ago, just really more of the same over compared to the last couple of months.
Yeah, you know, last month was a big surprise. We were expecting a sharp drop in placements. It came in, several percentage points above expectations. This one's a little above. The average trade guess this time was for about a 4% decrease in placements. It was down only 1%, and it was a little bit above even the highest of the pre-report estimates. So clearly, again, it is more of the same, and I think probably for mostly the same reasons. So we're sort of prolonging the time in which we catch up with this, and it's probably suggests that when we do get there, there will be an even bigger hole on the back end of it.
Daryl, cash cattle trade this week, a couple of dollars cheaper, about $1.38 in the Texas, Oklahoma, New Mexico feedlot region. Prices maybe a little cheaper, but really kind of sideways, it seems like, in recent days. Where are we on the slaughter cattle prices going forward?
Yeah, we have been mostly sideways. I think there's a little pressure beginning to build, just in the last week or two. And I suspect we're going to see a little bit more pressure. Typically, we see slaughter rates seasonally kind of at their peak in May and into June. We've been moving cattle pretty well. We've had pretty good slaughter rates. Carcass weights are still above a year ago, but they're coming down seasonally. So there's no indication that the feedlots are backed up. I think we're still marketing cattle at a pretty good rate. We're just going to have lots of cattle to market. We're going to need to continue doing that. And so, again, as we get into the summer, that gets a little bit more challenging when you get into the heat of the summer. And, it means, again, that we're going to have more cattle sooner rather than later. And then at some point later, they'll get a lot tighter.
OSU cattle market economist Dr. Daryl Peel. Cattle on feed numbers, 2% above a year ago in on-feed numbers, 1% under a year ago on placements, as above expectations, 2% below a year ago on marketings. You've got farm news on Ron.
Purple Wave Auction will sell surplus equipment for Noble Research Institute on Wednesday, May 25th. Bid now on applicators, harvesters, irrigation equipment, planters, seeders, tillage equipment, pickup trucks, and more. Over 160 items will sell to the highest bidder, regardless of the price. Bidding is easy. Simply visit purplewave.com to get started. Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.